Well, precious family, before I begin the message, I just want to apologize to you for the condition of the playlists. I made the lists months ago, and so much has been done since then that I'm having to revise the whole system. So that's probably going to take a good part of this weekend into next week, and I'll try to remember to let you know when it's completed. But in the meantime, I would ask you to look at the videos. Just go through the video list, which you can do. That's one of the selections on our homepage. It's playlists and videos. And you can look at the playlists, but boy, they need work. And the videos, all of my videos are there to present. So you won't miss anything that way. And I think by next week we'll have some lovely arrangements of the categories. So forgive me for sending you to the playlist when they're not all done yet. The Lord bless His precious bride tonight. We have a beautiful message from the Lord. Very short, but very, very sweet. And I won't waste any time. I'll get right into it. It is May the 31st, 2015. Who You Are to Me is the title of this message. I asked Him, Lord, what do You want to talk about tonight? And He said, I want to talk about love. He continued, the way I love, the way no one understands how I love. You see, on earth, it is either eros or agape, rather cut and dried, romantic or brother and sister love. But I cherish you like the finest diamond in the purest gold setting. The other day when you made a poor choice, I came up to you as your spouse to strengthen you. I recognized your intention and honored that. Rather than focusing on your poor judgment, I came to your side to uplift you and give you hope and even understanding of yourself. It is one thing when a person forms a habit of sin, and quite another when they form a habit of holiness, but don't always act from the pinnacle of self-control, wisdom, and maturity. I anticipate where you are going, and just as a man opens the door for a lady, and even catches her if she slips, I am there by your side, kindly, solicitous for your welfare, reading in complete clarity the very direction you are struggling to go in, and anticipating all the obstacles I know you will face. I wipe the tears of frustration from your cheeks when you fall short of the mark. I sit beside you and counsel you when you're just at a loss for how to proceed. I listen tenderly to your thoughts, your emotions, and aspirations all through the day, tirelessly taking it all in and plotting your course to the destinations I have placed in your heart. I miss no opportunity to be a part of your life, my love. Your life is my life as well. We are truly one. And my entire being launches out to assist you in arriving at our destination. I place the noble thoughts in your heart, even the golden cello you saw. Ah, I had that made for you long before your heart throbbed in that direction. Then I place that desire in you, because I knew that was a pattern of your DNA and the fulfillment I planned before the beginning of time. As difficult as that is for your human mind to understand. We had our own agreements when I gave birth to you. We had our dreams, our own plans and outcomes that only I could engineer to perfection. Oh yes, man plots his course, but in reality he is but a blind person groping on, assisted by the workings of my spirit, both in opening and closing doors set before him. Even the closed doors have importance in the development of all his dreams. Oh, Claire, if only people would learn to trust me and do the outlandish things I ask of them. Oh, if only they would. Their frustration, their emptiness, their lostness as they grope blindly along the way, so many times as a product of their pride, because they refuse to let go of what they know in order to embrace the blind path I wish to set them on, with only a little dog leading them. Here he's speaking about kind of a metaphor for humility and submission and obedience. It's just a metaphor that he's used before with me. And I can tell you, he hasn't led me in the direction of using the things that I've acquired in the world, the gifts or talents I've acquired in the world, so much as he has led me in the direction of throwing me into water, hot water, way over my head. And it's been a real leap of faith every time he's asked me to do something. He loves these changes of direction that throw me totally on the mercy of him being able to accomplish it. So he continued, "But so many already know the answers and cannot yield to the wisdom I send them. The more intelligent the soul, the greater risk of failure in their true life's purpose. Their intellect is based on men's ways. Even the very heights of philosophy and thought become a fatal impediment along the road I am calling them to travel. Their sense of control in their lives is but a mirage. They arrive at their destination and find nothing they thought would satisfy their inner depths. Then they're bereft of all consolation and feel rewarded with a terrible void, which is merely the fruit of their own devices. How rare to find a man or woman who's willing to die totally to themselves and embrace only me. This is why I treasure those who do so much. They are my comfort in a cold and uncaring world where the glamour of success leads them on blindly and sucks the very life from them. So understand, all of my loved ones, my brides, I cherish and carry you tenderly to your destination. You have encountered yourself and decided against following your own wisdom, and so I am free to paint your canvas with my most unique colors and forms until you have arrived at the state of fulfillment of all I dreamt of when I made you. So you see, how can I possibly be harsh with you? You are like toddlers following along with Daddy, happy, joyful in his presence, wanting nothing more than to be with him and bring him joy. How I rejoice and sing over you. And truly you are the apple of my eye and the sparkle from a precious gemstone being faceted into perfection. I guard you with tremendous solicitousness, for my very life is invested in you. Oh, how pleased I am with the soul who has discovered who they truly are and totally abandoned themselves into the arms of their loving Father. I bless you all now, my precious, precious brides, you who have abandoned yourself to my wishes and scorned the laurels of the world. Oh, how I treasure you. There is but one thing left for you, and so I give it. I bless you with the capacity to receive my love, my thoughts, and my vision of who you truly are to me, to cherish it in your hearts, and never, ever let it be taken from you again.